temporal, passing away things of this world. Amen. Praise God. Let's look in the book of Luke chapter 17 today. Luke chapter 17. We're going to read starting in verse number 11. Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 17 and verse 11. Praise God. Came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger, this Samaritan." He said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Amen. This is a wonderful Thanksgiving text. And I don't know that I have ever, to my memory, ever used this story and this text from Luke 17 for Thanksgiving season, although it's a very, very well-known Thanksgiving text. But we just want to look at these verses here for a few minutes this morning, because God has some wonderful things that he wants to do for his people, and he is a God who cares. If there's anything we know about the Lord, we know that he is compassionate. Actually, all the way from the book of Luke chapter 5 until this text here in chapter 17, Jesus is traveling all through Judea, all throughout Israel, crisscrossing, going through various cities and villages. And he went everywhere he went, he was doing good. Everywhere he went, he was healing the sick. He was delivering those that were bound. He was crisscrossing all over Israel and always ready to help those that are in need, touching their lives, changing their lives. That was the wonderful ministry of Jesus. As a matter of fact, John said of Jesus' miracles, he said, placed in books, that the whole world could not contain all the wonderful works that he did. That's John 21 and 25. He says, "I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written therein." Amen. All of these wonderful things that Jesus did. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. He had compassion. And even today, even right now, he is a God who is concerned and has compassion for you and for me and for all of our needs, all that we might go through. You know, you have a need, and your need gets the attention of God. God pays attention to your needs. He's concerned about you. Sometimes we think of people, well, for instance, like doctors, well-meaning, do the best that they can, but so frustrating. You spend 2 hours waiting in the waiting room, and it's just a long, drawn-out process, and they do their best to help, and sometimes they do, but many times you go away, and you don't really have all the answers that you need. We understand that man is limited in what he can do. And even the best of doctors and the most compassionate of people can only do so much, but Jesus, it's in his nature to care about you and about me. And the reason that he was doing all that he was doing, going throughout Israel, ministering to those that were in need and sick, Jesus was concerned about those in need because needs get God's attention. Praise God for that. Now, in this story, it's kind of unique because the Bible says that as he passes through a certain area in the midst of Samaria and Galilee, he goes into a certain village and there met him 10 men. 10 men, and all of them were lepers, and they stood afar off. Now, not so much in our day do we really understand much about leprosy, certainly not in our country. There's all kinds of treatment and medications. Some third world countries still have struggles with leprosy. I've been to a leprosy colony in India and saw some of the devastation and that people even still face in some countries around the world where treatment and medication might be limited. But in these times, in scriptural times, leprosy was very prevalent. Several places in the Gospels it says there were many lepers in that city or in that particular area. Leprosy is a very clear type of sin and what sin does in a person's life. The effect of sin upon a man or upon a woman. If you have leprosy, that at the beginning, it's hidden. It's not obvious at first, but then it begins to show up in your flesh. And Naaman is an example of that. He was able to hide his leprosy for the most part until he had the miraculous healing, dipped 7 times in the river and was healed. Leprosy is extremely contagious. And so for that reason, people are required, according to Leviticus 13, Leviticus 14, all filled with laws and restrictions concerning leprosy. And they had to be isolated. They had to go away from their family, away from their home. They couldn't live a normal life as they had before. They were isolated. They were separated. They were really outcast because of leprosy. If they came in any close proximity to any person, they had to cry out, unclean, unclean. That was the law requiring those who had leprosy. Sad to say, there was no cure at that time for leprosy. So for when someone was set outside of the city in a leprosy colony, they were only with those who had the same disease. That was their life. Leprosy would kill the nerves so that they had no feeling at all. They had no ability to even understand that they were being hurt or harmed, and it would eventually begin to affect their extremities, their feet, their toes, their hands, their fingers, and then even their face, their nose, and just to completely disfigure someone. According to Leviticus 13, they had to keep a certain distance, you know, social distancing, and they also had to have a covering over their mouth if they had leprosy. It affected their voice. Their voice became like a whisper. They had no strength in their voice. So they were silenced. They were isolated. They were silenced. They were alone. Their life was over. They were away from their family. They were away from everything valuable and important to them. They certainly could not go into the temple. They could not go into the public arena at all. They were completely separated and isolated. It's an awful way to die, stricken by leprosy. Well, there's a lot of similarities to what happens to a person in their sin. Sin is first, you know, it doesn't seem like that it's really all that bad. It doesn't really affect your life so much. But then the longer you live in sin, the longer you walk among sinners, then you're affected by that. And before long, your whole life is completely consumed with the lifestyle of those that are living in sin. As I said, it kills the nerves. There's no feeling. And a lot of times people can get to the place in their sin that they don't even think about what they're doing. They don't care if they're destroying their family. It doesn't matter to them if they're doing harm to the community. They don't really care. They're past feeling. They don't really understand the effect of their sin. It's not just their life. Have you heard people say that before? Well, it's my life. I can live this the way that I want to. But it's not just your life. You don't just live to yourself. If you're living in sin, yes, you're affected. Yes, your eternity is affected. Your life is affected. But you affect a lot of other people around you. You're an influencer. You're touching people. You're influencing people. And your life is consumed with sin. The way of a transgressor, the Bible says, is hard. It's a hard life. But notice that these 10 men, they came, they stood afar off. They had to social distance away from Jesus. They stood afar off and they cried out. They lifted up their voices. These are 10 men with leprosy. Their voices have been affected to the point that they only have maybe a raspy whisper, but they lift up their voice, and with every bit of strength that they have in them, they cry out to the Lord, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. I don't know how they knew that Jesus was coming by. I don't know how they knew that he could do anything about their problem. Maybe they had heard the story about that one single leper that had come to Jesus. And the Bible says in the Gospel of Mark that he came and he knelt down before him and said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. That's the no-no. You could never touch a leper. But Jesus reached out at the cry and the need of this one single leper, and who said, I need to receive your help, your mercy, your healing touch. And he reached out and he touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. That was the command of the Lord. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. And straightly charged him forthwith, sent him away. And he went out and began to publish it. So that's probably how these 10 lepers heard about it. Everywhere the one leper went, it says he began to publish it and blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in the desert, and they came to him from every corner. Lepers, all in need, all desperately in need. Hear about a healer. Hear about a Jesus who would show compassion, that would touch them, that would heal them. Praise God for that. Amen. So these 10 men, with their weak voices, come crying out to Jesus, Lord, show mercy to us, heal us in our predicament that we're in. I can't imagine a life that could be any more hopeless or horrible than the life of a leper, a life separated from everyone and everything, knowing that the only thing he could do is barely exist and wait for the day that the leprosy took his life. That was the horribleness. Sometimes lepers would live 10, 12 years going through the process of losing their limbs and losing their feet and going through the process of being disfigured in their flesh, the horribleness of it, being separated from everyone, having no hope for their life. That's the picture of people in their sin. That's the people of people who don't know the Lord Jesus. They're lost, they're hopeless, they have no hope for the future, and they live their life in hopelessness,
without any ability to look to the future for any good thing to happen to them in their life. But they just need to meet Jesus. They just need to have an encounter with Jesus. Amen. Every one of us, we had leprosy in our spiritual lives. We are all spiritual lepers. We were all completely consumed with sin and could do nothing about it. And we were in a hopeless predicament. But Jesus came one day and we heard the gospel and we heard the hope that comes through Jesus Christ. And we were saved and we were delivered in our life. We have a renewed life, an abundant life, and hope for the future. Praise God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They lifted up their voices. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They had heard. They knew he'd done it before, and they were believing it was going to happen again for them. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Kind of a strange command, it might seem, but not really, because the priest was kind of the health inspector who would make sure that everyone was keeping the law regarding leprosy. And he said he was the one that would finally declare they're clean, they have been cleansed from their leprosy. And so he says, go show yourself unto the priest. Here's the wonderful part of this phrase or this verse here. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. I've witnessed people unsaved who don't really know what to do. They come to church and they feel kind of uneasy because they're around church people. They come to church and they don't know what to do because they just feel like, well, I'm a sinner and I don't really belong in that place. But you know that this is the place that should be an opportunity for the sinner to come and to know I can go to that house of God and I can see that God has changed other people. He has forgiven others. He has changed their life and I can be cleansed and changed as well. Amen. This must be a place. And I've witnessed this many, many times, and you have too, that you obey God. Jesus said, go to the temple, show yourself to the priest. Just make a move toward God. Make a move in the right direction. Make a move in the direction of obedience to the word of the Lord. You just take one step, as the old spiritual said, I think it was Mahalia Jackson that sang it. You take one step toward the Lord and he'll take two toward you. Praise God. You just make one move toward God and God will move toward you. Amen. You may feel like, oh, I've got all this history. I've got all this past. I've got all this sin in my life and I'm not worthy of anything. Jesus just said, make the right move. Just move toward God. Go toward the temple. If you'll make a move toward the Lord, God will honor your faith and he'll move for you and he'll help you in the situation that you are in. You take one step toward the Lord, he'll take two toward you. Go to the temple. Start moving toward God. Start going to a place of prayer. Start moving toward the word of God. Start moving toward the house of God. Get in the presence of God. Just move toward the Lord. And as you make those steps toward God and those steps of obedience to the voice of the Lord, God will start his cleansing process. Amen. God will start his work of justification and regeneration and changing your life and completely turning your life around. Just make a step of faith toward God. Amen. Praise God. As they went, they were cleansed. But there was only one of them that stopped. As they were going on their way, all 10 of them were cleansed, but one of them turned around. One of them turned around, and the Bible says, and with a loud voice, amen. Lepers had no ability to have a loud voice, but this leper decided, I am healed. I am cleansed. I am delivered from this leprosy. And now my voice is strong. And so I'm going to lift up my voice and as loud as I can shout it back to Jesus. I am going to praise and glorify the one that has set me free from this leprosy. Praise God. Amen. Every Christian, every one of you that have been delivered from your sins, you can lift up your voice and praise God and glorify God and give honor to the one that has set you free and worship the Lord. Everyone that has been delivered from your sin, you should be a worshiper. You should be glorifying God, praising the Lord because of what he has done in your life. Amen. Praise God. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. It had been a long time, probably, since he had been able to say anything very loud and very clear. But now that he's got his voice back, he is crying out in praise and glorifying the Lord and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Apparently, the rest of the nine were all Jews who had, you know, probably some religious training and education. This was a Samaritan that would be considered an outsider, someone that maybe didn't know so much about God and certainly very much about who Jesus was. All that he knew, and I'm just assuming that all that he knew is that all that earlier leper must have went everywhere. It says that he was ablaze, that he was shouting it everywhere he went. I once was a leper, but now I'm set free. I once was isolated. I once was under the cloud of fear. I once was facing all of the things associated with this horrible life and destruction, but now I'm free. Praise God, and I'm going to shout it, and I'm going to praise God for what he has done. How soon we are ungrateful. How quickly we are ungrateful. Amen. You've been saved. You've been healed. God provides for you every day. God works in your life, even in ways that you can't even see or imagine. God is so good and he's so faithful to you. But we tend to be grumblers and complainers. We tend to see only the negative things that happen to us. When as believers, we need to rejoice in the fact that we are saved, that we are delivered, that we have the promise of eternal life, that we have the blessing of an abundant life, and God is at work in our life. Sure, we go through trials and we have problems and circumstances that may not be all that pleasant, but we do not need to slip into that attitude of ungratefulness. Apparently, the other nine went on. But this Samaritan comes back and shouts his praises and kneels at the feet of Jesus with gratefulness and thanksgiving. Praise God. You know, that really needs to be the attitude that every Christian has, one of always being thankful. Always being thankful. Amen. Romans chapter 1, which is describing an apostate generation, Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. I think that there's a connection to slipping away from God, moving away from God, moving away from the presence of God because we forget the all-important virtue of gratefulness and thanksgiving unto God and for all that he has done. Colossians 3 and 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I could read a lot of other verses, many, many verses that direct us to this attitude of gratefulness. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, Covetous. There's a lot of bad people in the last days. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. And right next to unholy is unthankful. Unthankful. God help us to never get to that place that we do not appreciate the goodness of God in our life and the blessing of the Lord. And I tell you, there's the added blessing that comes to your life when you just develop this heart of thanksgiving. Amen. It's an extra blessing. Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger, this foreigner, this Samaritan. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Something happened that was even beyond this wonderful miracle of his healing. This was something, thy faith has made thee whole. The Greek word is, you're safe now, you're saved, you're whole. You're completely whole. You're completely restored. And so it wasn't just a physical miracle, but this was something that was a blessing from Jesus to this man because he came back thankful and he said, your faith is going to make you whole. Body, soul, and spirit, you are completely whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Gratefulness adds to you even greater blessing than you could ever imagine. If you just develop a heartfelt attitude of gratefulness to God, gratefulness to many, many people. I want to give you a little assignment today on this Sunday before Thanksgiving. I'd like you to give a call to someone or maybe more than one person. Think about it. Maybe talk to someone and let them know, I thank you because you bless my life. I thank you because of what you have done and how you have helped me and blessed me. So that's your assignment for this Thanksgiving. Find someone or one or two or three or more and express your gratefulness to a lot of people that God uses to bless your life every day. Amen. Amen. And be like this one leper who's miraculously healed and restored. Now, one commentator that I read after said that some of these lepers probably had lost their limbs, their fingers, their hands, maybe their feet. They lost them. And maybe, who knows if this is true or not, but maybe that once this one came back and Jesus said, you're going to be made whole, that his physical body was restored even after the loss of all of those limbs and fingers and toes and all of those things. Who knows? He just said, you're going to be complete. You're going to be saved. You're going to be completely whole. I'm going to turn everything around for you. I just want to encourage some of you here today. There may be some in the service today. You're not a Christian. You're not serving the Lord. And you've got a lot of things, a lot of baggage that you're carrying. And you're wondering, Lord, can you take care of all of my past? Can you take care of all my failures? All of those things. And he can save you. Sure, he can save you. But he can also make you whole. He can work in your life and completely transform you. Your mind and your heart and your entire life can be turned around by the grace of God and for the glory of God. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So be grateful, be thankful, and express that to some people that God has used in your life. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're so grateful to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the day that we heard the gospel, for the day that we, Lord, that your Holy Spirit dealt with us and you brought us to a place of repentance. Thank you, Lord, for that day. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you direct our steps and you've led us down through the years. Oh, we're grateful, Lord, for your mighty hand. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you've done so much. We can't tell it all. We can't express it, Lord, but we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we are grateful. We are grateful. Lord, and I just pray today, Lord, for any that are in this service today that, Lord, they're lost in their sin. They're bound by their sin. They think that they're hopeless, but they're not. Because you care. You're drawn to the needs of people. You have compassion, Lord, to those that are in need. If there's any in this service this morning and you don't know Jesus, you've never been saved, or maybe you've just drifted a long way away from God. Oh, what a wonderful day for you to get right back in fellowship with Jesus. Set aside all those weights and sins. Allow the Lord to do a wonderful work of healing and allow His grace just to be poured out upon you, to forgive you and to restore you. Oh, there's help in the presence of the Lord. You need to make a move toward the Lord today, just like these lepers did. Make a move of obedience to the Lord. Do what He's asking you to do. If you don't know Jesus, you can meet Him today. Today. It's that simple. It's that simple. Amen.